Our second guest speaker, who has travelled especially to Cambridge today, is Peter Lantos, Emeritus Professor of Neuropathology, a branch of clinical neurosciences at King's College London. Peter arrived in this country in 1968 from his native Hungary and had his entire academic medical career in the UK. He obtained his PhD on brain tumours in 1973 and his DSc in 1992, both at the University of London. In 2001, he was elected Fellow of the Academy of Medical Sciences. He served as President and Council Member of several national and international societies of neuroscience and has won numerous awards for his significant medical research. After retirement, he became a scientific trustee of Alzheimer Research UK and the Psychiatry Research Trust. During the last decade, he has published non-medical books and four plays. He is a survivor of Bergen-Belsen. He truly is an example of the gift of the refugee, the migrant who settled, donating his life to improving our lives with so many scientific achievements and dedication to helping others, produced by someone who faced prejudice, concentration camps, and numerous obstacles early on in his life. Thank you, Peter.
Since this Holocaust Memorial Day is dedicated to the power of words, I perhaps should start with a book. The book was published in 1925 in Germany and became one of the factors which defined our century. The title of the book is Mein Kampf, translated My Struggle, and the author was Adolf Hitler. He became Chancellor of Germany 8 years later, and the World War II started in 1939. According to the most conservative estimates, 50 million people died, but according to other statistics, it's up to 80. Within this framework of senseless killing, 6 million Jews were exterminated in Europe in an event which we refer as the Holocaust. Now, going to personal story, as a child of five, I was prisoner 8,431 in Belsen concentration camp. I was deported there with my parents from a provincial town in Hungary. In the spring of 1944, we had to leave our homes and ended up first in Austria, outside Vienna, for a few months where my parents worked on repairing roads. We arrived in Bergen-Belsen in December, at the beginning of December 1944. I don't wish to talk about the horrors of Belsen. You probably know, you must have seen some of the documentaries. As a child, I happen to remember mainly the physical hardship, the freezing cold, the constant hunger, the howling wind in which we had to stand for hours to be counted, and the boredom. A child of five could do very little, and then the death. People died by the hundreds and later by the thousands, and when the British arrived, they found thousands of unburied bodies. Belsen was liberated by the 2nd British Army in April 15, 1945. However, my mother and I, who survived, my father died of starvation in Belsen, we were put on a train to get us towards Prague. The train was bombed on the way, and we were liberated by the Americans. We survived and arrived back to Hungary after having escaped from the Soviet army, because that area of Germany where we were liberated became a Soviet occupational zone and later part of the Democratic Republic of Germany. We arrived back in Hungary after a long journey just to find our family home empty, deserted by people and devoid of content. In the Holocaust, 21 members of my family died. After 4 relatively peaceful years, our fate changed again. Hungary became a one-party communist dictatorship. As a teenager, I decided to study medicine, but it was very difficult to get to university because my grandparents had an enterprise and we were classified as class alien, which meant enemy of the people, which meant social death. However, I got to university and qualified. As a junior doctor, I was extremely fortunate because I received a welcome research fellowship to come to London. However, the Hungarian authorities did not give me an exit visa for 3 years. I arrived in 1968, spent 1 year in London doing research, and at the end of the year, I decided not to go back to Hungary, and as a result, I was sentenced to 16 months of imprisonment and total confiscation of my belongings in my absence, fortunately, since I defected. I had all my postgraduate training in this country, and I was appointed first consultant and senior lecturer at the Middlesex Hospital, London, which exists no more, and later to a prestigious chair at the Institute of Psychiatry, which is now part of King's College London. At the end of my talk, I think, since it is about books or words, I should finish talking about a book. After my retirement, I decided to recollect my childhood memories of Bergen-Belsen. However, I remembered very little. And for that reason, I decided to make the same journey again from London 6 years later. This endeavor turned into a book which had been translated into Hungarian, German, Italian, and did quite well. In this book, I try to raise also complex issues of forgetting and forgiveness. That is a very complex emotional, moral, to some extent philosophical and psychological problem. To forgive is individual decision what to do about it, whether we carry on hating those who perpetrated what happened or whether we should forgive. I think I vote for forgiving. However, I don't think that we should forget. And that is why we are here today to have this assembly to remember what happened. And perhaps I should quote from Primo Levi, who said, "The Holocaust is a leaf from the book of humanity, from which we should never remove the bookmark of memory." Thank you.